Jewish music, a part of your life, on The Barry Reisman Show on WWDB AM 860.
From the fragments of forgetting, I may never find truth. From the fragments of translation, I may fumble for words. From the fragments of migration, I may never find home, never find home. Searching, I am finding myself. From the fragments of the journey, I am finding my way. From the fragments of the dreaming, I am finding a prayer. I'm finding a prayer. May I know my worth. May I find belonging. May I feel the way I flow.
Flow from
flow to future. May I know my worth. May I find belonging. May I feel the way I flow. I flow to future.
That's Joni Avi Batat. And good morning. I see you made it back, and I made it back. So here we are for the next hour. Great Jewish music on WWDB and WPEN HD2 FM. And wherever you get your podcasts, we are with you. The music continues right now. Listen to this one.
Thank you.
The great sound of clarinet klezmer just doesn't get any better than that.
For over 130 years, the Jewish Exponent has helped answer what it means to be Jewish in Philadelphia. For generations, the print publication has remained the primary source of local, national, global, and Israeli-related Jewish news for the entire Delaware Valley. In fact, they haven't missed an edition since it first rolled off the presses in 1887. Today, the Exponent has evolved into a multimedia experience that informs and entertains hundreds of thousands of readers online, on a mobile device, at work and at home. If you have kids in college, parents or friends living out of town, if you are new to town or have lived here forever, the Jewish Exponent is the source to stay in touch with the Jewish community. To subscribe or advertise, visit jewishexponent.com or call 215-832-0700. Teens, college students, young professionals, parents and grandparents are all asking each other, how do you read the Jewish Exponent?
Do you have a plan for the future? One of the most important things you should plan for now are your arrangements at Shalom or Roosevelt Memorial Parks. Why leave important decisions to others when you are able to choose together? Why leave the financial burden to the next generation? Your family will know your final wishes and they won't be wondering what you would have wanted. When you make plans for the future, you'll feel so much better today, and you'll be giving the priceless gift of peace of mind to your family and yourself. Make an appointment to visit Roosevelt or Shalom for a park tour and receive a free personal planning guide. Home appointments are available, and interfaith families are welcome. Shalom Memorial Park in Huntington Valley, 215-673-5800. Roosevelt Memorial Park in Trevose, 215-673-7500. Honoring your past while protecting your future. Look for the ad in the Jewish Exponent.
של העולם
By Aaron Razel. Now more Jewish music in the morning.
On the treetops no longer is seen. Come gather to welcome the Sabbath, our Queen. Behold her descending, the holy, the blessed, and with her the angels of peace and of rest.
Friday after shul, I come home and waiting there for me, my sweet wife, my jewel. She's the honey, I'm the honeybee.
After Kiddush Hashtiki Lefish, she makes a fish like no one can. Unetzvilziki again, my kish, it's Shabbos once again.
The sun on the treetops no longer is seen.
Come gather to welcome the Sabbath, our Queen. The sun on the treetops no longer is seen. Behold her descending, the holy, the blessed.
I don't know how many wars there have been in Israel, and how many other countries have tried to wipe us out. Well, every time there's a war, of course, there are soldiers. And here's something that I think you might find appropriate. It's called My Man Returns from the War, and there's some conversation before the song. Let's listen.
On the last day of British rule, the armies of seven Arab states invaded Israel. They came within 30 miles of Tel Aviv. There was a Hebrew settlement on the main highway to Tel Aviv. It was called Yad Mordechai. There at Yad Mordechai, 100 men and women armed with antique rifles held out against the Egyptian brigade for 6 days. This gave the Israeli army enough time to form its line of defense and drive off the invaders.
I liked it better when Paul Newman was the star.
But it's our history.
We were not heroes. We didn't have a choice. Where could we run into the sea?
Today, the greenhouses of Yad Mordechai produce roses, which we export to Europe.
Again, we have no choice. Orchids don't grow in our Israeli soil.
Why, our Israeli cows give the most milk of any cows in the world. Our Jaffa oranges give more juice than any other.
2 weeks in America, and he's doing commercials.
And our Israeli women are more antagonistic than any other.
Rivka, don't be upset by his boasting.
Oh, Hanan, I don't care what he says, as long as they don't think that Israeli women kiss their tractors at night. We are like women everywhere. At first, we did fight beside our men at the front lines. We had no choice. Now we wait at home for news from our men at war.
When my man returns from the war, when I see him there at my door, all of the guns will be still. Sad tears of laughter will spill, and swirling sands on desert plains will speak to him in soft refrains, telling him how time stood still till he came back from the hill. When my soldier comes home to me, of smoke and of dust, rumblings and silent disgust. I'll look so deep, I'll hear the fight, I'll feel his pain, his fear at night. I need to know, I need to see. I was with him, he with me. When my love returns from the war, when I see him there at my door, I'll hold his hand long and fond. He'll press his face next to mine, and without sounds, without a word, we'll know has seen and heard. Then we'll start over once more, as if there were never a war.
When the day of battle has turned, when the one I love has returned, if he comes back whole and alive, I'll be his, he'll be mine, he'll be mine, he'll be mine, he'll be mine.
Some very powerful words to that song. When my man returns from the war. It's Barry Reisman with you at WWDB and WPEN HD2 FM. Thank you. now's a quick history of the Six-Day War, as told by the inimitable Molly Picon. Then we'll hear Monty Norman singing Sharm el-Sheikh.
On June 5th, 1967, the third war of the Arab states against the people of Israel begins. 150 million Arabs, 2.5 million Israelis.
Day one, 374 Arab aircraft destroyed. The Gaza Strip is in Israeli hands.
Day two, Israeli infantry take Bethlehem, Hebron, Jenin, Latrun. The old city of Jerusalem is surrounded.
Day three, Jerusalem captured by Israeli troops. The greatest armored battle in history is fought in the Mitla Pass. Egypt loses.
Day four, the Egyptian army loses another 100 tanks in a desperate attempt to return to the canal. Egypt and Syria ask for a ceasefire.
Day five, fighting continues in the Sinai. Syria bombards northern settlements. Israeli aircraft attack Syrian position on the Golan Heights.
Day six, Israeli forces are 40 miles from Damascus.
One bright early morning, we put out to sea. We started our journey to our destiny. We sailed down to Tehran, past mountains so high, and nothing could stop us, 'cause we'd heard the cry from Sharm el-Sheikh. So bright, the sun and the salt air gave a mystical light. Our throats were like parchment as our ship drew near, and when she was sighted, we let out a cheer to Sharm el-Sheikh. Turning at last to make of the future much more than the past. From Eilat to Tehran, then on anywhere, our ship can go traveling with the weather set fair. And now we're all at Sharm el-Sheikh, the fishing boats sailing bring peace in their way. To Sharm el-Sheikh, where life is beginning again, the start of a new hope of peace between men. Oh, Sharm el-Sheikh, turn there at last to make up the future much more than the past. Oh, Sharm el-Sheikh.
That's Monty Norman. Now let's hear from Bitachon.
Songs, it's Eshet Chayil. Eshet Chayil is a collection of proverbs that celebrates the woman of valor, the woman of virtue. It's also a timeless and romantic love song. And in that spirit, I want to dedicate it to all the women in the house this evening. May you find success. May you find happiness. and may you find the man of your dreams. And if that man happens to be on stage tonight, please see me after the show. Aisha Chayef.
Only a matter of time. I see. others will sing along. Come sing this song with me today. As together we pray, oh say shalom. Be
by Rebecca. It's called It's Only a Matter of Time.
For over 130 years, the Jewish Exponent has helped answer what it means to be Jewish in Philadelphia. For generations, the print publication has remained the primary source of local, national, global, and Israeli-related Jewish news for the entire Delaware Valley. In fact, they haven't missed an edition since it first rolled off the presses in 1887. Today, the Exponent has evolved into a multimedia experience that informs and entertains hundreds of thousands of readers online, on a mobile device, at work and at home. If you have kids in college, parents or friends living out of town, if you are new to town or have lived here forever, the Jewish Exponent is the source to stay in touch with the Jewish community. To subscribe or advertise, visit jewishexponent.com or call 215-832-0700. Teens, college students, young professionals, parents and grandparents are all asking each other, how do you read the Jewish Exponent?
Do you have a plan for the future? One of the most important things you should plan for now are your arrangements at Shalom or Roosevelt Memorial Parks. Why leave important decisions to others when you are able to choose together? Why leave the financial burden to the next generation? Your family will know your final wishes and they won't be wondering what you would have wanted. When you make plans for the future, you'll feel so much better today, and you'll be giving the priceless gift of peace of mind to your family and yourself. Make an appointment to visit Roosevelt or Shalom for a park tour and receive a free personal planning guide. Home appointments are available, and interfaith families are welcome. Shalom Memorial Park in Huntington Valley, 215-673-5800. Roosevelt Memorial Park in Trevose, 215-673-7500. Honoring your past while protecting your future. Look for the ad in the Jewish Exponent.
I just want to be where Hashem will be forever. We got his guarantee. Things are gonna get better. If we stick together, then we can overcome. If you just believe in Elayanum Velo Isha, our enemies are threatening. Hashem will make them fail. Shalom, shalom.
singing Shalom, my Israel, to you, to you, to you. Only to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the skies fall from above, and our hearts are hurting, you will shelter us with love. I know for certain we survive together until Mashiach comes. If you just believe, our enemies are threatening, Hashem will make them fail. Hine layanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Singing Shalom, all Yisrael, to you, to you, to you. Only to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know some people around the world would lie. To us, your love, your children who sing Shalom, Shalom, Shalom. Ir Shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, Shalom, Shalom. Singing Shalom, all Israel, to you. Na 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 na.
Tune in every Tuesday morning at 10 for Jewish Perspectives on the News and Politics with Bert Siegel. A well-known Jewish Philadelphian, Bert is dedicated to democratic values and institutions and the American way of life. Hear from the most relevant and engaging figures from the worlds of politics, business, and international newsmakers. That's Jewish Perspectives on the News and Politics with Bert Siegel every Tuesday morning at 10, wherever you listen to WWDB Radio in Philadelphia and always at WWDBAM.com.
Okay, you want to try this again tomorrow? Let's make it a date for 9 o'clock. In the meantime, I'll be listening for you.
A 100 times a day, I'm reminded I stand for something. Somehow on the way, you bring me to the light. Let the answer be, it's time for you and me to reconcile. Let the answer be, there's something that you see that makes you smile. Your name into the dark. Sometimes you're far away. Sometimes I feel your breath. Let the answer be. You'll be there for me until the end. Let the answer be. Try again.
mind, did I stand for something?